Mishnah. We only have a few minutes. Let's go.
Okay, Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Kliyot Shenechlak L'Shnayim Tor. Any wooden utensil that's split in two is Torchutz Mishulchan HaKoful V'Tamchui HaNiznoin, except for a shulchan that is doubled, and the Tamchui, a platter that is Niznoin.
Wait a second, any pictures?
Okay, right away, 444, 445, 444, 3 fours. Shnei, you see over here, we have over here a what's called a shulchan hakafol. Look at the hinge. You see the hinge, the tzir, the tzidim. You open it up and you slide it down.
Wow!
Shnei luchos hashulchan mikufalim zelzeh.
Oh, that's a different tzir.
No, it appears. No, it appears. I think that, I don't think it's attached. This part is not permanently attached to the bottom. So after you open up the hinge, you can slide it out. You can slide it. You see here, it's not slid. And then
that's a different type.
Let's see. First of all, shnei luchos hashulchan mikufalim zelzeh. They're folded. Lepam mishtamshim shulchan kishu mikubal. Sometimes use the table the way it is, and sometimes pechsem shnei luchos hashulchan. You open it up. Lepam mishtamshim shulchan kishu pasuach. Nechlekus shnei luchos hashulchan v'nishar luch. Let's say one of the pieces broke. The hinge broke, and you took away. Well, you only have one piece now. Since even when you go and you use it, when they're folded, you use it. You stack it on top. So also, maybe it's good. Okay, tamchui. This platter called hamiznoin. Tamchui hamiznoin. Very large. It looks like
a muffin pin.
A muffin pin. It looks like. Like I said, a holder for your coffee. You go buy multiple cups of coffee. You put this wooden thing, this cardboard thing. Tamchui hamazun kar gedola hamuchulakas laharbe bnei kibul b'soicha. Nechluku hatamchui. Let's say it broke. It snapped, like on the picture on the left. Adayin chalokov mikablim tuma. The portions, the parts of mikabel tuma lefishem ruim lekabelhem tafshilim, because you can still do mikabel tafshilim. Reatesis hezer b'tzir 447. Okay, so let's 447. Picture 447. Hikaru hisho shnei bit two bit the kibul. This looks like pudding. You ever eat chocolate pudding, and it comes in these containers that are attached to each other.
Correct.
I had that in a very long time. My mother was alive. She used to buy that. It's amazing. This memory. Megilim ha yulechal b'kara zu shnei minim biyachat. Kolechad beis kibul lechish was the beis kibul v'chein zeh ha also gam koid. Gam,
oh, they used to put like the vegetables in one container and the starch in one. Like it looks like they separate people.
I don't know. Let's see. Nechal kubote. Let's say we're separated. Two different meanings. It's like the plates. You know, you go down to the dining room. The plates, they have different parts of the plates, and you put the vegetables in one place.
Right.
Well, like on the airplanes, they have different compartments. You have different utensils. Okay, now it says what happens. Nechluku bote hakibul. Let's say these two compartments separated. Kol echad roi l'shamish b'bufnei atzmei. Rav Yehuda harei elu tameim. V'tanakam asavah shohel v'hoi regilim l'shamish b'hem b'yachad. Since they were used together, b'shos achilas ma mishosh nechluku bottle tashmishon ve'ena mekablum to mashaking. According to the chachamim, once they separate, so since it was not, that's not the way it was meant to be used. It was meant to be used as one complete utensil. Now that it is separated, so it's no longer mekablum tuma. The Rabbi Yehuda Hari Elu
B'Tanim.
Tanakamus of Shalos Vroyu L'Shamish Ham B'Yachad V'Shosh Achila. But now that it's separated.
That's a big chiddush.
According to the sheet of the Tanakama, right?
Yeah, because we've been saying all along Nishtazin.
Right, now let's see Le'el Niskar Tamchui. Now it's coming before Tamchui Ha Niznoin. We learned biznoin, ham biznoin. The af who also karos karos, nukubaros biachad. Uchshenechluku hakaros. Here's the kasha. Why is the magas different than the tamchoi? Because they were uchshenechluku hakaros zumizuch elu mekabel stumel ladas hakol.
Right.
Everyone agrees.
Right.
The near alpi has far as that first Israel. Shaamnam b'tamchoi hamaznoin regilum lagish harbe b'tavshulim biachad. There you have many tavshilim together. Aval ein zo ela tsur shel hagosha bilvad. It's only bringing clothes. Chol korihi tashmish bifnei atzma. Mash enkin hamagos shoifin tashmish shoihu bedavka kdei leechol es oisam tavshlum yachad. Shnechluku akoros nisbatel min hamagas ikur tashmish ulechen kishtanakam ba hamagos tar. Hear the chiddush? This is for actual eating. This is like a plate. This is like the plates in the dining room downstairs. You eat off this tray. This is not meant for eating. This is meant for serving. Okay? So therefore, since it's meant for serving, if it breaks, it separates into different compartments, it's still functional. That's still functional because you don't have to go and have a thing where there's 10 things. You don't eat out of this. This thing, the
tamchoy
serving. Therefore,
so why if you serve
and it breaks,
it's okay.
Still good because you can use it for other purposes. You still use that. We don't know the way they use it in Talmud Chazal. Since it's meant for serving and it breaks, so you can still use part of it for something else. It's still that's the way it was done. But a plate that you eat off of. Think about it. If you have a plate that a plastic styrofoam plate that has different compartments, and the plate is cut only, and you have it's nice. That's you have. We have two different sections. One part has two compartments, and one part has one compartment. Are you going to use this as a plate to eat your food out of? The derech is not. See the difference?
Not really.
If this is a plate, if you actually, this is the way people relate to it in their mind. It's a frame of mind. If it's one, it's you're eating off it. Think about it, in the dining room, you go down to the dining room, take a styrofoam plate, and it's cracked. Even though nothing is going to leak, are you going to use that styrofoam plate?
Yeah, but it's not talking about where it's really broken. It has a base kibble here. The base
right,
kibble
but
broken.
People are not going to use it. That's what it says. That's how he interprets it. According to the parts. You can take it apart and put back together. Not like the way you have in the picture. He has a different picture. In his picture book, it had that it's detachable. Each section can be detached and attached.
Yeah.
The nail, that's why it's makabel tumah.
But this one doesn't.
A magas is not meant to be taken apart. Mail once takes it apart, mail it's no good. However, the Rav and the Rash don't give these interpretation. They don't mention this point. Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah. Kol kliyets shenechlak lishnayim tohar. We have strangers in our midst.
Yeah.
So we have to accommodate them, like in stone. We should lie them down. See if they're too long, they're too short. Let's go get out the bed.
Okay, let's go. But before that, let's finish the Mishnayos. Okay.
Kol kliyes nechlak l'shnayim tar chutz mishluchan hakol. What am I doing over here? Chutz mishluchan hakol, right?
Just a kid here. Kids only here with the bris. That's the club. Kid would never be here unless there was a bris.
Adults should never be here either. But you think only children we have to shelter?
We have to shelter. Eliyahu Navi, right?
Eliyahu's coming.
Give me that whole trip.
You don't know this kid. What could be from this kid? He might
here
be.
Okay.
He might be.
Right. We did that already. Come on.
Call kliyet shenechlak l'shnayim tohar. Any kliyets that's nechlak l'shnayim is tar. Any piece of wood that's broke to two parts is tar. We didn't do that yet.
So
we didn't do that yet.
Are you doing the bottom?
What are you jumping over? No, we're chashing what we did. We have to do the ra first.
Oh, you're doing
the going to it. Okay, let's see the last thing. Okay. Okay, let's see the picture on the bottom. Ho'afiforon. It's the same thing as a shulchan.
It's a seat instead of a table.
Not a seat, it's a table. Shnei luchos like I was a kisei to chair. I'm sorry, mikufom. You're right. It's a chair. Mikufom's dalze. Poitzchem es al saluchos la kisei. Okay. Nechakut shnei luchos a kisei. Vnishnei luchos charavizim kabutoma. The bottom. Afifiron kisei shel perakim. It's made of parts. Lupan mishtamshim by kishish kishnei luchos mikufolim zalze. Okay. When you want to sit higher up. Al pi rav perish rambam l'mishnu sen. Okay. Lupan mishtamshim by kisei kishu pasuch when it's opened. Vaita, next. Roy haluch lahaechel lanichay lakisei l'sham shabai kachos v'gam kishnei haluchos mechabam b'lpan m'sham shabai kishum mechav. Okay, so zol bazach. The only difference between the ha'afiforin and the shulchan is one is a shulchan, one is a chair. That's it. Let's look at the Rav. What does the Rav say? The Rav over here says, "Kol kliyot shulchan hakafel also chulio yishay parakim." It's made chulio sections. Oiprokim or parts. I don't know. Those two words mean the same thing. After you take it off, you remove. You fold it. Each section is a kli b'fnei atzma. Okay, so each piece of wood. Each piece of wood is a section by itself. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell a mile away when you're spacing out.
Good.
You have that look.
Blue yonder. Can't hide anything from you. You know me like a book.
Like a book? I don't know a book. I don't even know what a book is. Ratamchoy hamiznoin. What's a tamchoy hamiznoin? Kara gedol ma'oid. It's a very large kara. Here's kara gedol ma'oid. Very large. It says very large. Oversoecha kara is katana. Small different sections. Nice thing. B'chol kara minakatanis. Min echad min tavshil. Well, if you sheyesh b'soecha minim harbe nikra tamchoy hamiznoin. Targum leminoi liznoihi. Okay, so it says that the word liminoi, according to its kind, like in the Teva. In the Teva, there were many different species or species, two different pronunciations for that word, species or species.
Correct.
There were, the word minoi is liznoihi. So when it says a tamchui hamiznoin, the word miznoin is an Aramaic word which means a tamchui, a platter of different of kinds, of different types of things. It has many compartments. Afifarin kisei shel parakim, chair shel parakim. That's it. Okay, so we did the first part of the Mishnah. Okay, we learned something. We learned the whole picture, whole page, the pictures. A shulchan akafol, a tamchui hamiznoin, ho afififirin. We learned something. Could I learn this? Some people, they go their whole life, they'll never know what this picture looks like.
We do without these pictures. That's what I would know.